internet users are being given the chance to view masterpieces in the Prado online using Google Earth. Now, how is this supposed to work?
Well, if you download the appropriate stuff from Google Earth, and you can then home in from space, as it were, into the Prado, you get a 3D Prado, then you can go into the Prado virtually and actually go to these 14 masterpieces, go onto them and explore them in great detail, probably in greater detail than any museum has offered online before in terms of just the scale of the image and the resolution of it.
Did it work for you?
Yeah, I mean, these things are always, you're dealing with what your computer can do and can't do, and it's very unpredictable, these kinds of things. I had a crash after a while because I was looking at Hieronymus Bosch's Garden of Earthly Delights very, very, very close up and moving too fast, and in the end it crashed. So, you know, you have to start again. So, but, anybody who uses the internet knows that, is familiar with all of that. It's, nothing's quite as perfect as it's supposed to be. I mean, it's quite exciting in terms of the scale of image it's offering. I mean, if this technology developed, if you ended up with museums offering online images of great paintings at this level of detail. In some ways, the Prado is behind other museums. The National Gallery in London or the Museum of Modern Art in New York offer pretty much their whole collection online, and you can look at it, but not in this degree of resolution. What's special about this is that it is true. I was a bit skeptical, actually, because, as I say, you can do it. You can look at, National Gallery paintings online anyway. But what's unusual is I was able to focus so closely on the Garden of Earthly Delights, for example, that I ended up, I was just looking at cracks in the end. I was looking at the cracks in the surface.
Because the level of detail that this form of viewing allows is, so close, it's closer than you'd be able to get to it if you were actually there in person. Does that mean that these works are actually best viewed using Google Earth in this way? Or is it really still no substitute for being there in the flesh, as it were?
There's never any substitute for being there in the flesh. It's the physical fact of a painting, the scale of it. For example, scale, yes, you can look at these paintings in huge magnification, but then you don't actually know how big the original is, in a sense. Whatever form you look at a reproduction in, whether it's in this form or in a book or whatever, any time that I've ever sort of, say, written about a picture in reproduction or thought, known it perhaps for a long time in reproduction, you see the original, and it's a totally different fact. I mean, the original is always a different thing from any reproduction. Colours are never quite the same in any reproduction, digital or in a book, or the texture, what the frame looks like, the weight of it, even the smell, in a sense. There's a physicality and just the way light hits a painting. I mean, a reproduction, if you're looking at something on screen, the light always hits it in the same way because the light is provided by the screen, as it were. If you look at a painting in a gallery, of course, it's always affected by how it's lit, and you see things in the oil that, the oil catches light in a particular way. Oil paintings are extraordinary. I mean, the medium itself of oil is just so rich. I mean, the painter Francis Bacon talked very movingly about how, when you put something in oil paints, it's that unpredictable things happen. And I think unpredictable things happen every time you look at an oil painting. And so if you want to know great paintings, there is plenty that you get in the Prado by going to the Prado that you'll never get online. And incidentally, that also includes the atmosphere of the Prado itself and the context, because here you're seeing 14 works isolated. I mean, 14 works from the Prado, that's the quickest of guided tours. They're pre-selected for you. If you actually go there, they have many paintings by Bosch, many paintings by Velazquez. So you don't just see these particular highlights, but you see them in a context. And the Prado collection, in fact, of all the museums in the world, it's really worth going to in that you can't just replace with something virtual. I think the Prado is the most itself, the most unique as a place, and the place that, it sounds trivial, but it's got the best bar of any museum that I know. Very atmospheric kind of Spanish bar that's, there's something about the Prado that is just so, it's so Spanish, it's so steeped in Spanish history, and its collection is unique because it reflects the Spanish royal collections very exactly, and those royal collections were very special. It was the Habsburg collection, and you had some quite great and at the same time very eccentric art collectors like Philip II of Spain, the man who sent the Spanish Armada, very religious, introspective character, who collected Bosch's paintings and Bruegel's paintings. because, I mean, Spain at that time, the Habsburgs ruled Flanders and northern, you know, that part of northern Europe as well as Spain. You know, so there's all these kind of idiosyncrasies in the collection, which you don't, you know, you're not, that's never quite going to be reproduced online. But that sounds very negative. I found it's an amazingly helpful tool if it becomes, you know, if you ended up having lots of paintings from the Prado reproduced in this way. And, you know, even now, if you were really trying to think about Bosch, you know, if you were writing something about Bosch or trying to know, you know, really understand Bosch, and you wanted to really think about the Garden of Earthly Delights and you couldn't just jump on a plane to Madrid, well, this online version is pretty amazing. I mean, you really can look at it in extraordinary detail.